קידוש, במישור שבו הלאוקונו ונאסס כי אישתי ניסוו לכל דבר. ונאסס כי אישתי ניסוו לכל דבר. So in other words, the Gemara, when it raises the Abaye over Tchilas Biekine, Sod Biekine, so the Gemara is reference to the case where there was Chuppe already, before the Gedush, and then after he was Kine Sari Chuppe, he was Mikadish Abu Biye. So Mele, there is no Kashe. According to the conclusion of the Maskon of the Gemara in Yivomes, that Ish of the Sorel Yikach depends upon Shas Nisuin. So even if we, so how does the Gemara say that if Tchilas Biye is Kene, so then a King Godel can Mekadish Biye, Mekadish Biye, but Bishas Nisuin, so she'll be Blas Atzmei. The answer is the Nisuin took place before the Gdush. Now, so the Ramban Shita is that if the Nisuin takes place before the Gdush, it's also good. What does it mean it's good? She becomes a Nisuin before the Gdush, that's not Chayach. That means that if the Chuppah took place before the Gdush, and then he's Mikadisher, so she becomes, at the time of the Dush, she becomes a Nisui. But not that she becomes an Ishishish, a Nisui before the Dush. Now then Teisves, then the Mishnah Melech mentions that from Teisves, first of all, he mentions Rabbi Yeruchem. Rabbi Yeruchem says, like the Master Miyomi, that Chuppe before Dushin is not valid. So in other words, if he's Mikadosh after the Chuppe, so then he has to make the Chuppe again, because the Chuppe that took place before the Gdushin is null and void. And then Rabbi Yeruchem says the same thing. And then the Mishnah Melach says that from Teisves in Yivomes, Dafnun Zayin on Beis, Rabbama, this in connection with the Machlekes, whether between Rav and Shmuel, whether Yesh Chubrips was Eim Shmuel Chubrips. So from the Teisves, Dafnun Zayin on Beis, the Baramasri, Rabbama, so it's Mashma, like the Masaviyam. It's not mentioned before in the Teisves in Yivomes. But there is a deal. I mean, you'll go over the sugya. As a matter of fact, I think I discussed it already once. Yeah. All right, anyway, so that is the machlokes, whether chuppe can take place before the Gdush. Now, so there's a machlokes Hashem. There's a machlokes between the Ramban and Rabbi Yeruch. The Ramban says that it can take place. So what does it mean it can take place? So then after the Gdushin she becomes a Nisui. She doesn't have to make Nisuin again. He doesn't have to make new Nisuin. And Rabbi Yeruchem says that it's not valid. And from Tesis in Gomez Afnun Zayin on Beis, it's mashma like Rabbi Yeruchem. Then the Mishnah Melach says that from the Chedushi Arashbo in Yivomes it's Mashma like Rabbi Yeruchem, and that's a Yedak Mizayim on the days. But then there will be Stira between the Rashbo here and the Rashbo Yivomes. Alright, so we'll leave it here. Now, for next week, so you should be ready and hold the Mare up to Bikeset Bishama Yimrim Bidina. Bishama Yimrim, no, up to Gufe. Omer Avirim Ravasi, or Kesef Om Bodhiya Kesef Tzure, Bishal Divrein Kesef Medina. This is the bottom of Yud Alef, Om Yud Alef. Now the faceless, Kol Abeyo Daita Ad Ma'abeyo. We once went over it in connection with another Gemara. All right. go over it again. Teime. So here the maskon of the Gemara is the tzov beis came. Teime. The ferik abal yivente yalfinon dishon niknis lebay lebaroye. Ashe kire kire de araye. So Gemara learns out to a jereshove kire kire. From araye is kike hacheise. So, and there is chayev for daroye even loigo mabirose. So, that kiyikach vayish also with daroye is kei. So, it's a different gemore, contrary to what the gemore says here. Varoye hai mitzvahs bi evroch mosik nisei bi ekei. Vein rash bo, tichiyam un daroye kein hai nebisholoi also ki daroye u pirish miyad. Die Mucha schon mal über die Deite liegt nicht in der Bühne. Aber auch ein Meier, dass ich komme bei uns. Die Hose, ich komme bei der Röhe. Kippen sie Deite auf der Bühne. Aber ich mich hier, ich komme auch auf der Bühne, ich komme auch auf der Meier. So der Rashbo, das ist die Chance. Es ist nicht der Schlimme in der Rest. Es ist Rabin Shimshen, Ben Avrom, der Rash. So der Rashbo says, the more in one says refers to the case where it's loiga mabios. So then daroy itself is kine because daroy is also beer. Only thing is kolabeel the umden is that kolabeel daite al mabie. So when can we say there is a presumption that daite al mabie if he's gimabios? But if he's not gimabios, so then of course the presumption is the other way. That his intention was to be Kenel with Aroye. So Mimele, the Gemara in Vomit is referring to the case where he only made Aroye. So then he's Kenel with Aroye. Mashain Ken, if he's Goma Biose, so then the presumption is that his intention was to be Kenel with Gmarbi. Alright. We are in Vomit Rates. Hold the nicknames. Baroye heine bin foresh reitze liknes baroye. Aber bistam daite al mabi. It's the same oneness. In other words, they are both based upon the same premise. That the tchilas bi can also be kene. It's only a question of das, of the intention of the person. So, the Rashbo gave one teretz, if it's loiko mabiosi. So then, it is self-evident that his intention was to be kene with aroye. And the reform gives another case, mentions another case where he spelled it out, so then we know. Hodiniknes. So he says, I'm in forest before the eating, not before somebody else, because then it will be Dvorin Shebelev. But if he spells it out before the eating, we say, hey, maybe Yehud. Hey, need a beer. So, because of beer, it's not. It doesn't mean that the Eidim have to observe the beer. That would be a protest. So, it means that they see the Yichud. So, if he says to the Eidim Yichud, he says that he's Reitzel Liknes Baroye. So then he's Kine Baroye. All right. So, the same kind of terms. Verbetamti Reitz. The אחרי שנסחפ שארוי תגמר ביה, אם כן כל מוקים שמסקר ביה בארוי קומה, ואורי קומה, תחיל שארוי קיינה או בסייף ארוי קיינה. ומן דמה ארוי זכנו זה תורי, דישאיה בו תחיל או בסייף. All right. שכמתם סטרץ is a different terrace altogether. You see the רשבו and the ריבון is the same kind of terrace, but different examples where we know that the intention was to be king of Aroye. The Ramtam's Teretz is a different Teretz altogether. Rabbi Nissen Golem Teretz, Tahidi Vomes Aira Achad Dushi, the Alvi Oisei Aroye Havikin Sue, Kmoi Chupe, the Lachad Dushi, the Kosher Liturushi, the Kirche Kirche Kabik Dushi, the Luimaira Bechupeko. So Rabbi Nissen Golem also gives a different kind of Teretz. You see, the Rashbo, the Rabbi Shimshen, and Bavrom and the Rivor is the same kind of Teretz, but different examples, you know, where the obvious intention was to become a Laroi. But Rabbi Nissim Goyen, and that is also mentioned by the Rif. Now, the Rif was the Talmud of Rabbi Nissim Goyen. In Yivomis. In other words, Abu Alivente, in that Tzuge. So the Rif mentions the same Teretz. That the Gemara in Yivomis that says that we learn out Exereshovi, Kiche Kiche Ma'arayis, that Haroi Iskene has reference to Bias Nisui, and our Gemara has reference to Bias Eres. Now I mentioned once, Reb Chaim explains it on the basis of the premise that Nisuin doesn't require Das. Kedushin requires Das. Kedushin requires Das Abal, Das Isha, but Nisuin doesn't require Das Abal, doesn't require Das Isha. Of course, Bal Kolche, it couldn't be effective, Bal Kolche of the Isha. But it doesn't require Das as such. But it requires Kavonim. In other words, Habol, Shem is the Kashi, Habol Arusosit Beis Chomov, is Chayv Makas Ma'alus, so how can he be Kene the Isha as in Yisua, through Bia, it's an Yisya. So, what the Torah did he give? Habol Arusosit Beis Chomov means, has reference to the case where it is not Bol Arusosit B'tiras Nisui, B'tiras Nus. So then it's an Isa, it's an Aveya. The Rai said, the Rabbana, but it's an Aveya. Mashe'in came, here where he's Bola and Shem Yisuyin, so be is we go out and get ten chupe. Ten chupe. So Memele then, he is king. So, be a Shem Yisuyin, so when is it, when is be a chupe? Because it's Ligorat and Yichut, that is, if he has Kavonet, if he is Mechav Meshem Yisui. But Das he doesn't require. Das he doesn't require Das. Because of that, Reb Chaim felt that Nisuin doesn't require Eidim Likim Ador. Teir Sameach says that Nisuin requires Eidim Likim Ador. That's why, you know, it is customary. Some rabbonim, they are makpid to have eidim, you know, when the chosn, the kale, you know, go into a room for yichut, chupe, in order to have it l'kim ador. Reb Chaim felt that nisuin doesn't require eidim l'kim ador. Why? Because the shittas Rambam is the tchlitze. There's a Reb Chaim that chlitze shaloi bifnei eidim is also a chlitze. Is also a chlitze. And then Muki Yosef is chilek. Muki Yosef says it's no chlitze at all. Chlitze shaloi bifnei eidim. So Reb Chaim says, because when do we say that in Dovah Shebe'ero Pachas Mishnayim Likim Adoro, in other words, there are two halachas of in Dovah Shebe'ero Pachas Mishnayim. One halacha of in Dovah Shebe'ero Pachas Mishnayim is in Livrure. So, for example, suppose an Idechot comes to Bezdin and says that he saw that Nishishish was Mizane. So she's not a Soral Bible, because in Dovah Shebe'ero Pachas Mishnayim, there it's not because of Kimadavar. I mean, that would be nonsense to say that it Znus requires even the Kimadavar. Why? Right? Znus is no Znus if it's not witnessed by Edim. So, but there it's a Alochim Livure. In Dabashav Leaporot Mishnayim, just as Momin requires two Edim in being Mivareya, by Momin it's only Livru Sadel Lishakre. So it's only Livure. So it requires to aid even the Dechot as known amones. So by the worship of Avo, let's say it is loose, or aid the Gdushin and aid the Gershin, also require aiding the Brule to aid him and the Dechot as known amones. But then there's another halacha, that in the worship of Avo Shnaim, and Kaddish be Dechot in Chish, Shem, Gdushot, even if he and she are both made, then there was dusha, and there is no shaila as to the facts. They are both made. They don't argue. They are both made. But since there are no edim, so the dushin is not dushin. So mele, when do we say in Domash Belport Mishnaim only Livure? And when do we say in Domash Belport Mishnaim not only Livure, but Likimadovo? If it is his maise, listen, dushin, gitin, it's the maise of the Mikadesh, of the Migarish. So then the maise of the Mikadesh, of the Migarish, does not take effect unless it was witnessed by Tway. Anyway, was it mean one his maise? In other words, that if it's done midaite, he is the one who is Mikadesh. He is the one who is Migarish. Midaite. Mashen chinznus. That's something that we may have. If she was Mizane, if Nishishi, she was Mizane, she becomes a soul bio. It's Mimele. So Mimele. So if it's Mimele, then it doesn't require Eidem Nikim Adamo. So Chlitze does not require Das. Chlitze requires Kavone. He has to be Mechavim to patter her. But not Das. Not Das. You see, we have a special Zerzakosul that the cotton cannot be chilitz. Why do we have to resort to a special Zerzakosul cotton cannot be chilitz? Love me there, you know. So his das is no das, the answer is chlitz doesn't require das. So without the special Zerzakosul that the cotton cannot be chilitz, I would say, why shouldn't the cotton be able to be chilitz? So, because a cotton, a chlitz only requires kavone. But it doesn't require das. Even the Gemara says in Yevomes that if somebody doesn't want to give chlitze, so Bezdin can deceive him, and Bezdin can tell him chilso bikachat akinso. He thinks that she'll become his wife for the chlitze. He'll become his wife for the chlitze. So still it is still effective. So if it required das, so then it would be chlitze bitoyes, and we see the chlitze bitoyes is also good. Chlitze bitoyes is also good. In other words, it only requires kavone, so it's not his maise. That's why the Rambam shiti is that chlitze doesn't require eidim likimada. Chlitze doesn't require eidim likimada. So Rabbi Chaim says mimele. Nisuyim doesn't require Eidim Likim Adovor either, because Nisuyim doesn't require Das of the Baal. It, of course, Habal Rososit Bishomov, so it's not Nisuyim, because he was not Mechavim Lishim Nisuyim. But if he's Mechavim Lishim Nisuyim, so then it is good even without Das. Even without Das. So Mele doesn't require Eidim Likim Adovor, but it's not, I don't want anybody to think that Reb Chaim Paskin, we shouldn't be miyachedeim for Nisuyim. Because according to what Reb Chaim said, it will be true only according to the Rambam Shite, but not according to the Mukiyesef Shite. Because Nisuyim is like Chlitze, and Mukiyesef is chelik on the Rambam. Mukiyesef Shite is that Chlitze also requires Eid Mekim Adavar, even though Mukiyesef will have to admit that Chlitze doesn't require Das, v'horaye, the Gemara has to resort to a special Zerzakosu, that cotton cannot be chayetz. If it had required Das, so why do we need a special Zerzakosu? So apparently, Mekiyesef Shiti is that even when something doesn't require Das, still it requires Eidim Mekimadol. Of course, Mekiyesef would be made that Znuz doesn't require Eidim Mekimadol. The answer, because Znuz doesn't require anything. Mashein came, chlitze, where it requires kavone. So even though it doesn't require das, still it requires eidim likim adavar. So mele, according to Reb Chaim, where the nisuyim requires eidim likim adavar, not should be told in machlokes between the Rambam and the Mekiyes. So it's still a proper thing to have eidim at a time of the yichud, because in order to be yitzeh, for the shita of the mukiyaser. So Mel Rab Chaim says, there's the pshat Rab Nissim going in the Rif in Yivomis. That was that when the Gemara in Yivomis Afnun Hei says that that Chlas Biskeina Roiskeina Gemara's reference to Bias Nisur, because Tchilas Bia is also capable of being Kane. By wishing to, the only reason is Kolabeo Daite al Gmar Bia. So his das is that he should be Kane and Gmar Bia. So we made a bite Gushin that requires das, since the das of the Baal is to be Kane and Gmar Bia, so he cannot be Kane and Tchilas Bia. But by Nisun doesn't require das, it requires Kavone. Now, so Kolabil Daita of Mabia doesn't mean that the Tchilas Bia is making Nishim's Nusachas V'Sholem. That's inconceivable. So the whole Bia is in the Chav Nishim Nisun. But his Rotzen is that she should become his wife, Edeg Mabia. But the whole Bia, the Tchilas Bia, is also Nishim Nisun. So Mimela is came with Tchilas Bia. He is Kane and Elet Rasbi. Now, Rishenim, Teisves, and other Rishenim raised Amasik against Hamnism Goel, because after all, the Gemara says in Yivomis that Aroi is Kane because of Tzereshove Kiche Kiche, because the Torah says Ki Yikach Ishe Sacheise. So, Vinichreso. So, the Chiv Koras. And the Torah says Ki Yikach Ishe Shou Boalo. And that is mentioned. Kabib Dushnu learn out, Rebbe learns out Ki and Bia by Dushnu from Ubalo. So the Posik of Kiyika Chishisha Ubalo has reference to Dushin, to be as Dushin, not to be as Nisuin. So how can Rabbi Nisim Goyen and the Rif say that ignoring Yivomes, which learns out Exereshov of Kiche Kiche, has reference to be as Nisuin? So the answer is, now the Rambam says, and with that we explain the sheet of the Raivet, Chitkubetzis and Ksuves, Tafches, and the Subye of Shemabrachas. So there the Raivet says that the Yisea of Habuala, Sosin Bishomov, is an Isa the Raiz. In other words, Enorus is Osea, in Lovi Alaus Sosin the Raiz. Where is the Sosin Isa the Raiz? She's his wife already, with the Gdush. Where is the Israelites? So then I mentioned the Rambam. At the beginning of Lukasishas, the Rambam says, Kidmat Mtere Hoyodam Pegi Aisha Bashuk. ובכסף מדבר ספר וליקוחים אלה אינו נקרואים דושנו ערסים בכל מוקים ואישו שמיקניס ביחוד מדים ודבורים אלו היא הנתחס מקודשס ונרסיס that's then וכיוון שמיקניס הוא אישו ונרסיס מקודשס אף על פי שלא גיבה לו ולניכניס לו ובסבי לו הרי איש אישיש והבור לא חוץ מבי לו חייב מסבזן ומחוץ לו וגרו ישריך הגט Kidem matentere hoi odom pegi aisha b'shuk. Im rotzo hu v'hi neisim lo schoro ubeir lo yisalim aderach v'helich. V'zui anikres desho. Mishinikna atero nesho adesho shenema lo yisi desho b'nis Yisrael lificho kolabeir lo yisho lishin usnus b'lo yigdushin leikim atero lifi shebo al desho. Then the Raivad is masik and he said, when is a chayv malkes? Machmas the love of Yitzhak Deisha only if he's Mizani with the Mufkeres. With Mufkeres Lakeel. But just Pona Abola Pnuel Shimznus, if she's Matin Mufkeres Lakeel, There is no Malkes Mishum Sigesh. The Rambam is Chilek Landreibet. And he says, the Fichoch Kalabei Elisha Lishem Shnuz Beloik Dushin, Leikim Natiel Lishpal Deisha, even if he's not in Mufkeres. But one thing can be deduced from the Lashon Rambam. Because the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, mentioned Kirim Matan Teireh, and here in Halach Gimli mentions Kirim Matan Teireh. So in connection with the Kirim Matan Teireh that he mentions in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, he discusses the case where a person marries a woman without dush. Doesn't mean that he's born in Shemizmus. Without dush means what is called a common law wife. In other words, without dush, but he lives with a woman as husband and wife, like a civil marriage. That's a common law wife. Yes, I mean, in other words, so the Rambam Shiti is that when he's able to see the Isha, if Ponu is Bala Pnu Lishimzmus, but if he's Miyachi, the woman, for himself as his wife, and he treats her like a wife, I mean, and openly he recognizes her as his wife, so then he's not able to see the Isha. Only if it's Lishem Znus. So, but what kind of Averi does he have? In other words, Pelegish. What's a Pelegish? Pelegish is a common law wife, without Dush. So, a Pelegish, the Rambam Paskins in Ilchas Melochim, that only Melach is Mutab Pelegish. But, a Hedyat is also Pelegish, and he's also Midarais. But, according to the Rambam, it's Mashma, that if a Hedyat marries a Pelegesh without Dushin, a common law wife, he's either an Avera D'Raise, but not, he's not Chayav Malkus. What Avera D'Raise is Avera? The Ese of Ki Yikach Ish Isha Ubala. So that's in this Ese of Liso Isha Biksuva Ubdushin. That means it's not a Mitzvah Ese to get married. There is no Mitzvah Ese to get married. There's a mitzvah of period of Rivia, but not a mitzvah says to get married. So the mitzvah of Gdushin is like the mitzvah of Tzitzis. There is no chiyuv deraisa to put on a talis cotton, but if you put on a beged with four corners, you are mechuyev to put in Tzitzis. So when you do put in a talis cotton with Tzitzis, you are mechayim deraisa. That is, if somebody wants to get married, by way of an analogy, if somebody wants to get married, he's mechuyev to get married b'ksur u'gdushin. And suppose he gets married to a woman without gdushin, he takes the pelagesh, so he's eiver an eser d'raise of ki yikach shisha u'bal al gdushin. So it's an aver of an eser. Mashenkein, if his ponu is bal apnuyoshim tnus, then it's mochomo, then it's evil love. Rabbi Yehini Shari Tshuva goes one step farther than the Rambam. And Rabbi Yehini Shari Tshuva says that if a Hedyah takes a Pelegesh, he is Chayav Malkus for his Pelegesh. But that's not the Shitas Rambam. So, now the question is this. This essay of Ki Yikach Shisha Ubal, which is an essay that if he wants to get married, he has to get married al Gdushin. Does the essay imply only al Gdushin or al Gdushin Nisun? How do we say in the Birchas Erusin? Asher Gishon Tzisa V'tzivon La'aroiz V'os Alonis Arusis V'it Alonis Ansuis L'onu al Bichupo B'Gdushin. Alright, it could be the Rabbanon, the Avvoich, and the Mitzvah the Rabbanon too. Or maybe it's the Raisi. Maybe it's implicit in the posik of Ki Yikach Shisha Ubala, so that if he wants to marry a woman, he has to marry Al Gdushin Venis. Suppose he marries a Pelagesh, so he's Mevatlen as the Reis. Suppose he makes Dushin, but no Nisuin, he's also Mevatlen as the Reis. That's the Shita of the Raivet. Because the Raivet says, Shmuel Betzes mentioned the name of the Raivet, in Xuves, in the Sugi of Sherbach, as the Fres, that is a very rice for all Sabual of Sose, Beis Homo, what the rice is there? What the rice is there? So the answer is, it's the essay. It's the essay. Because Kinika Kishishobal, and from the Russian Rambam, we can also be dying that it's the essay the rice consists not only to marry a woman through Gdushin, but to marry a woman through Gdushin Nisui. Because the Rambam, in the, you know, in the, there is always a preamble before every Aloha Rambam. So, and in that preamble, the Rambam mentions the various mitzvahs that are involved in Hilchasishas, let's say, Hilchasishas, Hilchadgirish, whatever. So he says, Yesh b'cholon arba mitzvahs, shtei mitzvahs asei, u shtei mitzvahs lois asei. So he says, liso isho b'ksuba v'kidushin. What does ksuba mean? Ksuba means nisuin. The ksuba represents the obligations of nisuin. So since the Rambam mentioned, liso isho b'ksuba v'kidushin, that means that nisuin is also implicit in the mitzvah of Kiyikach Shisho Ubal. The Ravid certainly has that cheating. That's why the Ravid says it's the Ravid. So maybe we can answer the Kasha of the Rishani, Teisus Kasha, against Rabbi Nisim Goen, against the Reed, because of the Purushi, the Kirche, Kirche, Kabi Yidushin, Ksiv, when Maya Bechope Klau, the answer is no. The Kiyikach Shisho Ubal is also in the Sasei. And the Mitzvah Sasei is to marry al the chupo, al the gdush unisui, al the chupo, al the gdush unisui. So mele the ubalo has two meanings. Kikachishish ubalo. I mean, here the gemara, the previous gemara. So the gemara says that the reason is to buy. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't learn out. Be as Dushin from Yigashisho Bala, because, and without the Potsik of Buras Bala, I wouldn't know that the Nisho is Mikadeshis al Tibia, because I could say, Yigashisho al Tikesev Ubala. So she becomes Mikadeshis, Adovit Abaye. In other words, Kesev and Bia. But of course, that would be only a Havam if there hadn't been the Potsik of Buras Bala. But once there is a posik of Buras Baal, so then I know that it doesn't mean Adahavet Havai. So Rishonim ask, but according to Rabbi Nissen Goyen, so Alib Demes, it's Tavai. The answer is, the psaat in the posik Yikach Shisho Ubalo, because a vov can be a vov mechaber, and it can be mechalik. So here, the Ubalo, Tkiyikach Shisho Ubalo has both meanings. On one hand, it is a Vava Mechalik, insofar as Bias Dushin is concerned. So the Vav is a Vava Mechalik, and insofar as Bias Nisuin is concerned, so it's a Vava Mechaba, not a Vava Mechalik. Vava Mechalik. So Memele, since the Tkiyikach Shisho Ubalo has two meanings, and it has reference, so in the sense of the Vova of the Vova Mchaber, it is reference to Bias Nisuin. So Mele will learn out Xereshove of Kirche Kirche from Arayas that Haroiske. Haroiske. Alright. Ibolo. Bia Nisuin Eise. Oy eras neis. Nafkmine liyosho tamalo lofandara. Why does the Gemara have a shayla whether it's eisen nisuin? Meichat eisen. Does kesef affect nisuin? Does shtar affect nisuin? Why should be it? The answer is because bia can affect nisuin. Suppose the gdushin took place for the kesef. The gdushin took place for the kesef. And so then and he makes it be a l'shem nisuyim, so it does affect nisuyim. So maybe, since bia is capable of affecting nisuyim, so maybe the same bia that is the l'shem kedushin also affects nisuyim, or not? It has to be a separate bia, but I mean the same bia that affects kedushin does not affect nisuyim. That's why the Gemara has a rabbi. Bias nisu, bia nisu neis eres neis enaf, kumino yesh ul tamul of in the reo, yamat nisu neis yesh um tamul in front of the reo, yamat eres neis in yesh um tamul in front of the reo, my. Narash. Bia eres neis am kadi bia mi ala bia ki nisu yeh ima kisho eres in, vein in yesho, di kaimu an ishti avu so lehin in mele mi tamul o, meis in yesh um in front of the reo, bila bia ho, ומקברס גיטו, עם גירשו ביירו, אה, נטושק, טושק. אומר הבייר טושק, רוב זכוי בביטי, בקדושהו, בכסף, בשטר ובביר. נראה, הוא הציז מקבל את הכסף, הוא מקבל את השטר, and if the מקבל, the bar, is מקבל בביר, so who has to give his das, the father. Because a bus tano and a bus naro and which becomes a beggar is be a shoes of beer. Uva forest in the rail. Umikabel as guitar. Veneichu peres be chayel. Now, umikabel as guitar in beer shabai umneiras in beida naro. So Rashi emphasizes in Girsha Bailo, in Girsha Bailo, Minahirasen beida now. Why Minahirasen? Because Estesis says the same thing, and there is no machlokes Rishayim on that. That's either Raposhet or Rishayim say it. That once she is Niseis, so she is Yotzom Yoshus of Yoligamra, even by Iktam. By now, there is no, I mean, goes without saying. But Tesis mentions that even Ligabektan. I don't know if any Rishin Wachelik on this. Alright, here, Rashi mentions Bidanaro, but the same thing would be true, even Ktano, that if it's Nises, so then it's Yosom Meshus of you. Peres, in other words, Veineichel. Peres b'chayel, v'neichel peres b'chayel, niseis yeser olav abal, sheichel peres b'chayel. So what does it mean, eichel peres, if niseis is eichel peres, if he just nealso, so niskacho, not niseis, is ene eichel peres b'chayel. So Rashi says, peres minichosi ma'neiflin lo mibeis avimo. Why does Rashi have to mention that? Because otherwise, how will she have nechosim? How will she have nechosim? Her father is living. She couldn't yalshim. The father's nechosim. Bechayo, bechayo. So Rashi mentions an example. Minchosim. Hanif lom beisavimo. The father is living. But suppose, let's say, the mother died, and the mother inherited nechosim from her father. Then her mother died, but the father is living. So maybe he inherits from the mother, right? Rashi could mention other examples. Suppose somebody gave her a gift. Suppose someone gave her a gift, some mere, so the halacha is that the Baal, if a person gives a matone to a married woman, so the Baal acquires the king and peres in that matone. That's why it is necessary. I mean, people are not zoya in that. When you give an esrik, a lulav, to a married woman, So you should say, Amunashe in the Balech Reshuzba. Because if you don't say that, so the Baal will acquire a Kiyam Pilas in the Esrik and the Lulev, so it will be a Chisol in Lachem. You see, in Lachem. So if you are Makne in Esrik and the Lulev to a married woman, you have to stipulate, Amunashe in the Balech Reshuzba. So Rashi could have mentioned another example. Rashi only mentions an example. How can we visualize that in our is has nechos? Oh, so here it says hov zakoi bibiti b'nisher because b'shtar obi the nieces is yesal abal shekopir b'chayel. So it's mashma. If it's not nises, even though the kedushin, so is bepiye, still she doesn't have a din of nisua. So it's a raya that bia is eros neis. So the Gemara says no, it's not raya. Kiketon nises ashor. In other words, in the case where the kedushin was all the keser b'ishta, so then nises. So then she acquired the Nisa, but if the Kedushin was all the beer, so she is Nisa anyway. That if she shows shonim in mechot, so be also be, and vimbor yovom miskone, chayov no mishmeshish, tamo es bealo, tamo mishkaftach in kelye, now that's gimori needed a form of days, at the beginning of the iskusi. Now there is a exeris hakosuv that a bale nido is also tamo. A bale nido is stomach. Now, and the bale nido has, generally speaking, the same tume as the nido, with one difference. Vis-a-vis nido herself, so the halacha is that not only the nido herself is an avatum, and she can be mitame yodem mikelim. You are talking now about the tume aspect of it. So not only is the nida herself an avatume, and if she comes in contact with another marakelim, so it becomes tame. But even her mishka formation, the mattress on which she slept, she lay, not only the mattress, the uppermost mattress on which she lay, but suppose you have 10 mattresses, one on top of the other, and she lay the nida on the uppermost mattress. So the lower most mattress is also an avatum. And if an odom touches the lowermost mattress, even though the needle never touched it, it's 10 mattresses, one on top of the other. So it's also an avatum. And it's mitame odom mikil. But bale needle, so the bale needle himself is an avatum. Is an avatum. And he can be mitame odom mikil. But the mishkaf tachtin of the bale nido has the same status as the mishkaf elyon of the nido. Now the mishkaf tachtin of the nido is an avatumi. The mishkaf elyon, of the nido is only a rishni tumi. What is mishkaf elyon? Mishkaf elyon means, let's say, in nido herself, so she has, let's say, a board on her head, and then on top of that board, so she has a blanket, and the blanket doesn't even touch her head, because there is a board that intervenes between the head of the nido and the blanket. There's the mishkafelien elieni shalzav. Elieni shalzav, elieni shalzov, elieni shalnido. has the same status as the Mishkefelion of the Nidah. The Mishkefelion of the Nidah is only a Gishmitume, it's not the Tame of the Mikhailim, it's only Tame Echon Mashkin. So the Mishkeftachti of the Beil Nidah has the status of the Rishmitum, it's only Tame Echon Mashkin. The Tame Mishkeftachti in Kelim. שאיס ביאל מייצ פון מישקה פון אס מאטויס אבער ווי איז ער אטומט אמאל מיט יום מישקה שון דאצמע אבער קאמע איך פון מאשקי קל גיין שול זאב פכן מי פארשל מיסחס מיד אבער פרוסן באשול שון אין מיט קאמע איז ביאל צו מאסערט קוז איז נאט ביע איז נאט ביאל נידע בוט מאג איז סו איז צו מאסערט קני גיי באום סו וואט איז ביקאם וואט איז ביקאם הי ביקאם זיגיש because the Nidah herself is an Av, and he was Negea in the Nidah, so he becomes a Rish. Alright. V'nisis L'keyen, Basgimu Shonim. So, V'nisis L'keyen, Yichayet B'Truma. Kosal K'tay Tokshem Yichniso L'Chupo. L'nisuin, Yichayet B'Truma. Avot Pusom Basgimu Shonim. In Chuposo, Machiloso, Hoyle, Vimbioso, Biyem. Now the Rashbo has the kasha against this Rashi. Here Rashi says in so many words that Pusum Bazgimu Shonim Liyim Echot. So even if she's Nichnis Uli Chupo, so Eni Chalaz Bitruma. Only if she's Gimu Shonim Liyim Echot. Then she's a Chalaz Bitruma if she's Nichnis Lekeh. But suppose she's Nichnis Uli Chupo to Ikeen, and she's less than 3 years old, so then she's not a Chalas Bitrum. So the Sharash Mesikashi, the Alochi is, as Gemara points out further, that Midrash say Arusso is a Chalas Bitrum, because Arusso is also considered Kinkas. But Midrash Bonon, she's not a Chalas Bitrum, either because of sin pain or because Shemuyim Ziguru case Bibes Ovia, whatever the reason is. That's the Rabbanon. But the Gemara says that if it is already, according to Roman Dama, if it's already Kibur Mosa V'Holach, Kibur Mosa V'Holach, so then, according to the Tam of Ule, that in the Rabbonon she is not a Chalad of Truma, because Shemu Yim Zogul Rokos, Bivei Sovio, Veititein Minochio, Ulachiso, so then she is a Chalad B'Truma, because then it's not Shayach. The father already turned over her to the Shluchei Abal, the Shluchei Abal. According to the Mandoma, that the reason is why, and Arusso is not a Chalad B'Truma because of Simpen, maybe there'll be a moon. So then, even in this case, there is a possibility of a moon. But that's only Shayach in the case of Mosa. Lishluch Abal. Masha'inkin in the case where he is born, where he's Nichnes Olechupo. True that Pochas Mishonim the bee is no bee, but the time of Simpen is Machayach, because he already knows if she has a moon, so he's already aware, even though the bee is no bee. So why does Rashi say, why does Rashi say, that's the Chedusha Rashbos Kashi, I'm Rashi, why does Rashi say that Avo Prusum Basgimu Shonim Chiposum Achiloso Oyo Vindose Bie which not be Goruah the Mosa V'Holach, and even there according to Mandoma of Simpen, so then by Mosa V'Holach she's still not a Chel B'Trumo, so it's only because he does not know whether she has Mumu or not. But by Prusim Basgimu Shonim, once she's Nichnes L'Chupo, even though the bee is no bee, but he knows whether she has Mumu or not. So she may need to be a Chalas B'Trumo. So the Rashbo gives the Teretz, since the bee is no bee, so then there is always a possibility, even after she's Nichnes L'Chupo, she'll go back to the father's house. Then, so again there is the Choshe, Shemoy, Shema Titein Leochio Lachis. Alright.
מי שכן אחד בתחומו, ואם בוא הלך ומקורא איש בתל או... אין איבון פתום שזה נעבור, רצי, אוכי איבור, בטבע הדבר, אוויו, אין איבון מי זה נעבור שם, הפנחום שזה נעבור. So, מומס מהיודו, והיא פתורו, because she's not the בסון שלי. ואם בוא הלך ומאפסולים רצי ממזה, איס פוסלום רקונה, קוטונה, Bia, because only Nisais, so it's a raya that the Bia does not affect Nisui. Horekoma, Ihanu Nisuin, the Kain, you know, when it says, Vim Nisis Likain, Echel Vitrumo, Vim Hanu Nisuin, the Kain, you know, Echel Vitrumo. People in Basonshin, and Nisuin, the Hanus Kadeshli Bia, from the Reishi, Likain, Abe, Echel Vitrumo. וכבר שולח בצי ספרי מפשגח וכבר שולח יחנן בן בג בג עצר רבי יהודה במסרם we have תנוי בן בג בג בן היי היי we don't know, very little is known who was בן בג בג who was בן היי היי but ספר הקריסוס רבן שימשן מכינון he says that בן בג בג And Ben Hei Hei were Tanoim who were Gerim. Now, when Avraham Avinu was the first Ger, so when he became a Ger, so then the Rebbeinu Shalom added the Hei to his name. So maybe every Ger, Al Shem Avraham Avinu, has the Hei. Because Avraham Avinu is our main goal. So maybe that's Bag Bag and Hei Hei. Beis Gimel, together is Hei. So Ben Bag Bag was the Tane, was one Tane, who was the Ger, and Ben Hei Hei was another Tane, who was the Ger. Well, but he was one of the Tanoi. Uch v'sholach yichanim Ben Bag Bag, Eitzel Rab Yehude, I mean, not that the father was the Ger, you see, and the father of Ben Hei Hei was the Ger. Uch v'sholach yichanim Ben Bag Bag, Eitzel Rab Yehude, Ben Seyeh, לנציבים שמעתי לך או שעתאים ארגוס הבת ישראל וחלת בתחום נבלת he was חילי כאן רבי דבר מסירה and he sent in a message I heard that you are מתיר and ארגוס הבת ישראל ארגוס הבת ישראל ארגוס הלי כן to eat תחום in other words he is חילי כאן so from that lotion of the Sifri, it's mashma, that there is a machlekes between Yechanan and Bag Bag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seyeh. That Yechanan and Bag Bag holds that an Aruse cannot eat Trume, Aruse Skeen, Aruse Bas Yisroel, who was Niskacha Likeen, but not Nisis Likeen as yet, so cannot eat Trume, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seyeh holds that she can eat Trume. She is keen kaspi. So, kvashoach yichan min bagbag, yitrevin min psira, in tzivi, shomaiti olecho shateine, arusa bas yisroel, yichale bitrume, shoach lei, why are you so amazed? Viato yateine kei, you don't agree with that? Murzikani bicho, shato boki bichato teiro, litri vikalochina, so you have to concede to me that Nahuse Midraise, Lachlaporas Midraise, is a Chalas Betrum. So, Iyat Yidea, Umashi Proknainis, Shein Bi Oso Machil Oso Betrum, O Kaspo Machil Oso Betrum, O Zushe Bi Oso Machil Oso Betrum, O Einidin She Kaspo Machil Oso Betrum, O Abba Ma'omu Chachom, 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 עד שיקונה סחוב. סובן זה רבי במסיר עשי, רבי במסיר עשי, מי דראי זה, so everybody must admit that she is considered king Kaspe and Arusa's king is a chalet bitromo. But, I made it that Midrabono not. Now, so, how do we know that Midraise and Arusa's king is a chalet bitromo? Kawachim. Now, so, the Rambam, the Ritvo, I mean, they raise the question, what kind of Kawachim is it? What kind of Kavachina is it? In other words, Kavachina means you learn out a minor premise, the cow from the homo, or the homo from the cow. So what is here? Mashifoknainis. Shein bi oso machil oso bitrumo. Shifoknainis is the minor premise. Because, and Isho is the major premise, is the homo. Isho is relatively homo, because why is Isho relative to Shifaknaini's homo? Because Isho, so Bia is machalos bitrumo, whereas by Shifaknaini's Bia is not machalos bitrumo. So that's why it's homo. So if Shifaknaini's, which is the minor premise, it is cow, the cow premise, so through Kesef, she is able to be Machal Bitrumo. So Ishe, which is the homo premise, certainly through Kesef, should be able to be Machal Bitrumo. But the question is, how can we say that Isho is the homo premise, vis-a-vis Shifoknainis, because Isho biyosim Machalos Bitrumo. Of course, Shifoknaimis, B is not Machal Bitrume. Because B by Shifoknaimis is a Bia's news, it's a big Avere. It's a big Avere. So how can it be Machal Bitrume? It's a Bia's news. So the Ramban raises that question. It's not a Bia Shemishus. Some Mele, it cannot be Machal Bitrume. It's just an Avere and Princess Baume. How can he? Can she become King Kaspe through Princess and Averas. So the Ramban and the Ritvo give the Teretz. The Ramban and the Ritvo give the Teretz, only one Teretz. That here, Rabbi Yudim Seira didn't mean Ikawachina. He meant Imamemotzino. Imamotzino. In other words, not Ikawachina, Imamotzino. In other words, because we have to make an analogy between the Torah says that the Shifoknainis whom you bought with Kesef, so is Haras Bitrumo. Why? Because he has a Kinyan in her. So it's Kinyan Kaspe. Now, so a woman, his Mekudeshes, has a Kinyan Ishes. So should also be considered Kinyan Kaspe. So why does he mention Kavachima Bia? Let him not mention Bia. So let's say, it's a binyanav, it's a mamatzinu. Just as Shifaknainis he has a kinyan. In Shifaknainis he has a, and in Isho he has a kinyan. In Shifaknainis he has a monetary title. And in Isho he has a marital kinyan. So it's a mamatzinu. Why does he have to mention Kalachim or Bia? That's only Rafka the Mils. Now we'll soon see what it means Rafka. But I think that even though the Ramban only mentions one teretz here, so that Rabbi Ben Seira doesn't mean Kalvachimer, but in view of the fact that the Chidusha Ramban in the sugya of Ravune Oima Chupekine, so there he mentions, there also the Gemara says, Omer Vriyo, so Bia is not Kene, so there the Ramban has two Lashonis. One Lashon is, the Ramban says there in connection with Mavrio, that is Imam Matzinu, and another Lashon is, it is a Kawachina. I think that even though the Ramban here mentions only one Teretz, but the same Lashon that is mentioned by the Ramban in the Sugi of Chupa, in the Sugi, It's not in the sugi of chupe, it's that in the sugi, it's that dalet. Umarum of rio shei mitnes bibi and mitnes bikese, kasher in the Ramban Shadar. We discuss it. V'olav mishum kulot biyo, el shei mitnion mishum lishes. V'teitzel my time, v'lo yukeres kalochena. V'ikal meina adab difmini akshin and dinam oslo v'teres time. ומפרח כאוכים מרקת היא כממוצינו וכסף שכינה בו מבריאו. אף כאן היא. But then there is another Russian here. So I think that even though the Ramban here mentioned just one teretz, that the Gemara doesn't mean כאוכים, the Gemara means ממוצינו, but just as there is another Russian over there, so there is another teretz. And I think that these two terutzim are implicit in the Tesis. Umashi Paknani, the first thesis. Umashi Paknani is Zushe Pioso Machiloso Pitruma Nedin Shikaspa Machiloso Vintena Vinema Yvonne Techeach Shibioso Machiloso Vinkaspa Machiloso Afania Viaruso Vishlina Dai Kalachena only Kim Gimme means about me. It's not a real Kalachena. The Arusa Mikaki and Kasme Kmei Shifra in the Tsibam Matsin Hilkach Mishayah Nifrach Yechiach. Und die Schleima, die Leckel nun mal über mit der Chiach. Die Ikel und Mifrach, Maul und Wommo, Schach in den Nicknitz die Kessel. Thema bin ich, Schach in die Kessel. Die nun, Schach in die Trum, Maul die Kessel. Now the second Russian thesis obviously assumes that it is a Kalachin. It's not Gilm Zibam, it's not a Mamatzin. It is a Kalachin. So the question is, what kind of Kalachin is it? How can we say it doesn't even, on the surface, I mean, it's completely strange, I mean, How can we say that Isha is more homo because B is effective? That's not because Isha is more homo. B, because by Isha it's not B as Nus, but by Shivatnainis it's just an Aveira and Tritzes and B as Nus. So that has nothing to do with being homo and cow. So the Pshat is in the second Loshin Teisves. And I think the Ramban, even though he doesn't spell it out here, but in view of what he spells out, Dabdalet, in the Gemara, in connection with the Mavrio, so he means that Loshon of Tesis also. But anyway, Tesis certainly means that. That it is Mamash Kalachena. So what is the Kalachena? After all, Shifat Nainis, so he's not the king and Ishes, so how could be a Bikini, I mean, it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable. I mean, it would be as news. I mean, it is a be as news by Shevach Nainis, and Navir, and be as Issa, and everything. According to many Rishenim, so there is a Chiyuv Malkus if somebody is Balashif. We see Gdeisho. According to Unkeles, Pshat, there should be Malkus, and so on. So how can we say that it's Kal? It's Kal. But Kol Zeachn has become a Chayna. In other words, that itself is an integral part and parcel of a Chayna. In other words, we see that Kesev is effective by Shifat Nainis. And what kind of a Kinyan does the Odin have in Shifat Nainis? Not a marital Kinyan. But a monetary kinyan. Moment. Now, Nisue is also a chalas bitruma. Mitzat kinyan kaspe. What kind of a kinyan does a husband have in his wife? He has a monetary kinyan. What? The wife is the property of the husband. He has no a monetary kinyan in the isha. He has a marital kinyan. A kinyanisa. There is a marital relationship. And between an Odin and Shivat Nainis, what kind of a relationship is there? There is also a relationship, a monetary relationship.
to what involves a stronger tie, a stronger relationship, a marital relationship or a monetary relationship. Obviously, it's self-evident that a marital kinyan involves a much stronger relationship than a monetary kinyan, because in a marital relationship there is identity of personality between the husband and wife. I mean, that's halacha, that's not philosophy. That's halacha. The Ravid says that Baal Bishti is possible because of Baal Dovo. Because of Baal Dovo. So a marital relationship is a much stronger relationship, Al Pidin, than a monetary relationship. A monetary relationship. The monetary relationship. So, we can learn how the Kalachena. We see that Kesed is effective to be machal b'truma by Shifak Nainis, even though by Shifak Nainis, so the relationship is relatively cow vis-a-vis the relationship with the Nisha, which is a marital relationship. So if Kesed is effective in the less important relationship, so Haskam Rechamo is effective in the stronger relationship. How do we know that Isha involves a much stronger relationship than Shifak Nainis? Because Isha is a marital relationship. You see that Bia is Kenan. So that's the Kalachim. That's the Kalachim. And the Teretz of the Ramban and the Ritva that Reb Yehuda ben Pseira didn't mean Kalachim Mamesh, he meant a Mamatzino, a Bienal. But why does he mention Kalachim? Just like after Emilse. This is what they say in the Sugye Tavdalet, induction in connection with Amalgia there. So it's Lerafre de Milse. So here also it's Lerafre de Milse. What it means, Lerafre de Milse? Lerafre de Milse means, in other words, to point out, to be Masbia, that the marital relationship of Isha is certainly at least as analogous to the marital, to the monetary relationship in Shifak Nainis. Because you see, I mean, that even Bia is here, because it's a marital. That's the pshat in the Rav Chaimovitz. Alright, so the first Russian in the Teisves means that it's Ibn Matzino. The second Russian in Teisves means that it's a Kalachina. Now if it's Kalachina, how can we say a Kalachina? I mean that Isha is Mohomo because B is Kene, and Shifak Nainis is Kal because B is not Kene. But Shifak Nainis is Sibir's news. That is part and parcel of the Kalachina. Exactly because of that. Of course Shifak Nainis B cannot be Kene. It would be nonsense, as you know, I mean to say. So what does that show? That in itself shows that by Isha it's a much stronger relationship. It's more homo. It's a marital relationship. And it involves an identity of personality relationship. Whereas by Shifak Nainis, it doesn't involve. It involves a strong relationship, but not identity of personality relationship. So Isha is more homo. If it's a stronger relationship, so it's certainly analogous to Shifak Nainis. Yes, b'chol mosai mone. This is the pshat of Rav Chaimovitz.
anyway, our Maya say, Shayom Kahomin Agusopas is so a hell bit tomorrow. Achiticonis Lehopo. Achiticonis Lehopo.
So, in other words, the Gemara so far assumed that there is a machlokes between Yechon and Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yudim Zer. In other words, that Yechon and Ben Bagbag, Yechon and Ben Bagbag holds that Midraise and Aruse cannot be held between. Midraise is not King Kaspi. And Rabbi Yudim Zer holds Midraise, she is King Kaspi. But Midrabonat. But Yechon and Bagbag holds that Midraise is not a hell between. Why? There's the machlokes between Yechon and Bagbag and Rabbim Zer. Aber mei es ist ja noch ein Haus, bat ist ruhig ein Bitrumo, hat die Konne ist lechupo. Hey, ich erdomme, ich bin hier schau die Chuppe, wie Kessef schau die Chuppe. Na du weißt, die Kalachime auf Rebillen Seire, how is it deduced? If he deduces Kessef schau die Chuppe from Bia schau die Chuppe, so, why does he have to resort to Kalachimah? And there is no discussion. That's not a controversial point. So then everybody admits that she held it from me. But there is no discussion between Yechon and Bagbag and Rabbi Yudim Zer in respect to a Nisha Nisor, to Isha Nisor. There will be a Shaldi Chupe, because of Shaldi Chupe, that Rabbi Yudim Zer deduced the Kalachimah. Kesef without chupe, from beer of the chupe, how can you deduce the Kalachimah? Hoche ta'ati v'hoche chod? El rav, be beer shalui al di chupe, vi kesef shalui al di chupe. So in other words, so you can deduce the Kalachimah. Kesef without chupe, from beer without chupe, without chupe, and beer without chupe, so then yichelv b'tchum. So he amrad b'shleim nisui neisei mishmocha pshitalei. Da'olim lo beer mikesef. Elu yamrad dush neisei maish nohocha di pshitalei umaish nohocha di misapkalei. Now let's see the Rashi. Yam Yisui Naim Skabeshel Bibiye Yitol Bereishel Kein Avi Echal Bitrume Shim Biyosu Machal Oso Im Bo Alo Kein Lui Kono Bi Kesef Vini Echales Di Bin Kein Kaspei Ugudushinam Lui Tavsu Bo Shei Mikudesh Eslo Biyosu Shari That's the reason as to why Dushin is not if it's in the Shifat Nines. Because Shulachan Poy Machamea. Kasper Machel also, Tichsiv, Kin Kasper Yechobe. Zu Baishe, Shimoros Machel also, Ishe, which is Mohomo, Kosalka by the Hash to the Beer is in his swing, Kin Forest Roso, Vinices Pisari de Ochre. Die Nafkel bis in Frimi Koltoya be Beis Choye Echarise. Wie Ard bim Bag Bag Hosum Tonorei. In the Zefri. Hey, ich habe mir... Die Jalf kese bin bi in eine Bia Schlach Achup. Die Jalf bin kese bin Nisa Akach li Chupe. Bitabai Ochle. Umay Avo Umay Es Likoma. El Bia Schal di Chupe. Wie Jalf bin kese Schal Jal di Chupe. Hech Jalf bin Ochet Afro Chode. So... Maishne bir pshitoi, maishne kesed, misapkoi. Vafir al di chupe, do lambas nisuini. So bi I am yishleim nisuini, say, mishmocha pshitoi, al di bir mikesed, ve amri dushnei, say, maishne ochre pshitoi, u maishne, maishne bir pshitoi, u maishne hoche, kesed, misapkoi. Omer Rav Nachman, but so it's a raya, so you more try to deduce from that, that B is Nisui Neisi. So that's why he was able to deduce Kal Vachomer. Omar Avach Bayitzchok Leilem, Lo B'Yesh Aldei Chupe, V'Kesh Shaloi Aldei Chupe. Udika Amret, Hoche Tarte V'Hoche Chode, Kal Vachomer Mi'Yiz. He still can deduce the Kal Vachomer. V'Hoche Shalach. Uma Shifrok Nainis. Shein Bi'Oso Machiloso Bitchumo, Afil Aldei Chupe. Because, now let's explain it that way. Let's say, according to the second Loshin thesis, the Yitzchak Alochema, Uma Shifraknaim is Shein Biosma, that involves, Shifraknaim is involves a relatively weak relationship, not strong relationship. Because after all, in Biosma Chalos B'Tchoma, the kinyan, the title that the Orden has in Shifraknaim is only monetary title. That doesn't involve a strong tie between the Orden and the Shifraknaim. It's only monetary. It's not a deep relationship. So in Biosamachalos Bitomo, he has no marital kinyan in her. He has no marital relationship with her. Bia is a Bia Znus by Shifraknaim. It's a Bia Sisa. So, Umar Shifraknaim Shein Bios Machalosa Bitom Afila Abichupi. So that means that by Shifraknaim is the relationship between the Odin and the Shifraknaim is a relatively weak relationship, not strong relationship, because there is no marital kinyan mina. So it's a relatively weak relationship. Still, kaspa machalosa b'lechupe, so in the weak relationship, in the kinyan that is relatively kal, so Keset is capable of being Machal Bitrume. So Kaspa Machalos Bechupe, Zushe Bioso Machalos Bitrume al Dechupe. Here where there is a relatively strong relationship, in the Din She Kaspa Machalos Bitrume Bechupe. Avon Maweze, Shalom Chachomim, in Abuso Bas Yisroel Echavet Bitrume, עד שתיכונס לחופו משום דאולה. So far the Gemara assumed that there was a machlekes between Ben Bagbag and the Rebbe Ben Seira and the Reisler. The Rebbe Ben Seira, in other words, Hakol Medim, even Rebbe Ben Seira, that the Rabbono and Aruso is not a Chalal Bitromo, but the machlekes is whether on the reiselev, which is the chal b'tchumah. So b'bagbag shita is that on the reiselev, which is not the chal b'tchumah, and Rabbi Ben Pseira shita is that on the reiselev, which is the chal b'tchumah, but the rabbon is made. Why? Mishum dilo. If an arusa would be able to eat tchumah, so sometimes she'll be eating truma in the father's house, and she'll give a case, shall truma timzeik lochi or achis. משום דאולה, דרש אדמיון ברשפירקין שהם ימזיג לו, כי ביסביר מתשקל אחיו אחיז. Now then, רבי נאמר, מדראי זה מישה פשיטר. Now the Gemara is saying, רבי נאמר is saying, that there is no מחלקס on the דראי שלהם. The Bagbag himself was also made it, that מדראי זה נערוסו can be a חלס תרומו. Machloket between Ben Bagbag and Rabbi Ben Pseire is
on a Rabbon level. So he says, the Raisa Mishet Chitoi, the Achla, even the bad bad is me, um the Rabbon in the Shofai, the Ocha Shofai, Shomaita, Lakoshatina, Arusa Pasisroel, we have a bit rumor, the MS, you have a bit rumor, even the Rabbon, will be Haishas listen. You're not Haishas, maybe. If we allow the Ahusa to eat Tzrume, some may then, when he marries her, he'll find out she has a mum, and that will retroactively determine that the Kedushin was Bishitoyas. So she ate the Tzrume, Beyisa. You're not crazy for that. Shalachlei. So Rabbi Bimsir answered him, V'yato, yato imakein. Mozakani b'choshat, b'boki b'chatoteo, lili b'kalachinda. יעתו ידע ומשיף הקנייניז שאין ביוסו מחלוסו בתחומו כספו מחלוסו בתחומו ולחשינו לסימפל. So in other words, according to Rabine, the Roshi is בדרך הסמכתה, because how can you deduce it Roshi on the Rabon? So it's בדרך הסמכתה. ומשיף, יעתו ידע ומשיף הקנייניז שאין ביוסו מחלוסו בתחומו Kaspo machalosu bitumo, vili chayshinu lisimpen. Now, der has machte, but it's the same wrongness. Now, shifre knainis represents a relatively weak relationship, because it's only monetary. There is no marital relationship between the ordinary shifre knainis. So in the weak relationship, which is only monetary, so, Kaspo is machalos bitrumo. Even with Rabbon, v'lo chashinu lisimpen. So, in the stronger relationship, so he certainly should not be chayishish, gezer, because of the possibility of simpe, of imum. Zu shiplos machalos bitrumo, en idin she Kaspo machalos bitrumo, v'lo nilichash lisimpen. Abo ma'ese, shayom chachomim, ערוס הפס ישראל נחלז בתחומו אשר קונאיס לחופה משום דאולה So, Rabbi Yisrael is also made it that sometimes with Rabbonon she cannot eat tchumo, sometimes because of the possibility שמתים זיק קוסטרומו לאחי או לאחיזה but for simpin is not chayshish. Only when there is a possibility of shematim zeik lochi or lacheiso, she cannot eat truma. But where that possibility it does not apply, then for simpin is not chayshish. Whereas Rabbi Yudem Seire is chayshish. Rabbi Yudem Seire is not chayshish for simpin. Rabbi Yisrael is not chayshish for simpe. He learns it out the kalachemer from shifre knainis. B'derech hasmachta, he learns it out kalachemer. Just as by shifre knainis, we are not chayshish for simpe. So by isho, we shouldn't be chayshish for simpe either. But ben bak, he rejects that kalachemer. B'derech hasmachta. And he says, you know why by shifre knainis we are not chayshish for simpen? Because by avoiding simpen is not chayach. The possibility of simpen is not chayach. Why? Because manashach. If it's in mum shebigolu, so that everybody sees. So mum shebigolu uok chozale. So in other words, some mele. So Mele, Rashi explains it. Fisolam v'kibir. Let's say, if one finger is cut off from the other, so the one who bought it, he saw it, and even if he didn't see it, so it's his fault, he should have taken notice of it. So, hokochodalei, im shmunim shebeseiseh, maybe something that is covered by the garment, by the clothes, a moon, so that doesn't affect the seal of the Evet. It can be a good Evet. I mean, even if he has a moon,
that is not seen. It is not seen.
My nafkimile.
It's not the question of aesthetics. So the suppose he has a malmum, he's a ganef, he's a thief, or he's a gambler. Rashi says kuvyustes means a kidnapper, or Aitetsu says a gambler, whatever it means. That's a moral, a spiritual moon. So he gave. So of course it is a big moon, but unfortunately, stammered with Ganevu. So Mamela, it couldn't be Mekachtoyas on that basis. So Mamela, that's why Ishipoknainis is a Chalas Betruma for Kesef, because there is no possibility of sin pain. But by Isha there is a possibility of sin pain. My Amret, List in Zuyan and Nicht of Limauchos, Hanukolo Yisrei. So Rashi, there's a machlokes in the Pshat, but according to Rashi, is Visova Vikibeo, that he will not involve in the Kachtoyas either. Oh, anyway, so the Gemara says, Ma Gemara Sikashi, Mer de Bein Limar, O Bein Limar, Lo Yochle, Mai Binaye. So that means, according to Rabbi, so on the Reise level, both are made that she can be a Chalbet Chomo. Even Rabbi Williams, Ben Barbag is made she can be a Chalbet. And Mid Rabbanon, so even Rabbi Williams say that is made that she cannot eat Chomo. And I was. So what was the machlokes between Ben Barbag and Rabbi Williams say, right? The only thing is, according to Rabbi Williams say, right, the reason is why an Arusim the Rabbanon cannot eat is because of the possibility of Shema Timzik. And according to Ben Barbag, it is because of Simpe. But what's Nafkimine? I mean, what's the practical Nafkimine? If he said at the time he bought the Eved or the Shifro, so the Rekeach said, even if the Eved has a moon, so then I'm still willing to buy the Eved or the Shifro. So according to Ben Barbag, the calmest one is I mean, in other words, Kibbel, not by Evet, not by Isha, when he was